I think most of us, in our times of pondering, we wonder, why would God even speak to me? Well, I have a question too. Well, why not? You know you can't be right enough, and you can't be good enough to make him speak. Just like it is your choice to hear, it is his choice to speak. Are we looking for words from the sky somehow? What would it take to convince you that the Lord is speaking to you? Maybe he is speaking in other ways, like through Scripture, because he does communicate with us through Scripture, you know. Reading the Word of God reveals that he does indeed want to talk to us and really, really will lead us to a place of peace. Friends, the more you hear him, the more you'll hear him. God is good all the time, and even when we're in the middle of catastrophic circumstances, he is still good all the time. For me, I never hesitate to take what I think are probably the small things to God. After all, nothing about us is too small for him to express an interest in. I believe the Lord has the most important stuff to say in the entire universe, and I'd really like to hear it. I mean, with all my heart, as best I know how, I want to know what God has to say. I'm always looking for his communications with me. Like Peter said in John 6, 68-69, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God. It seems maybe many of us are sort of afraid to say the words, God spoke to me, fearing our peers would sneer and cast doubt at us. You know, there is an old joke that says, when you talk to God, we call it prayer. But when God talks to you, we call it schizophrenia. Honestly, hearing the Lord is very, very different. People with schizophrenia who hear voices hear them frequently, and the voices are incessant. They often hear them sometimes like a rain of sound or a relentless hammer. They hear not only sentences but paragraphs, words upon words upon words. And hearing from the Lord is very different than that. You are not crazy, and the Lord is speaking to you. What are some of the typical characteristics of people who hear from the Lord regularly? I suppose, firstly, they are constantly pursuing a personal relationship with God, and they fully expect that God will talk back. For most of them, most of the time, God talks back in a quiet voice they hear inside their minds or through images that come to mind during prayer. But many of them also report sensory experiences of the Lord's presence, and by sensory, I mean taste, touch, smell, hearing, or seeing. I have often smelled grapes or vanilla, and have several times been in a room of people all praying and worshiping, and everyone smelled grapes or vanilla, and sometimes just beautiful flowers. And no, we were not hallucinating or delusional. Another characteristic of people who hear God is they are usually avid readers of the Bible. The Lord uses the Scriptures to speak regularly. You may be reading along and suddenly something seems to jump off the page at you. Or you get the feeling of having the dots connected and things suddenly make sense. He is speaking to you, and it should be taken seriously. Prayer and worship are big contributors to putting ourselves in a position to hear the Lord. Henry Nouwen said, prayer is the beginning and the end, the source and the fruit, the core and the content, the basis and the goal of all peacemaking. I should ask another sort of prickly question, though. How badly do you want to hear from the Lord? If you answered pretty badly, then be encouraged to believe that if you ask, He will answer. Chances are good you'll have to learn to wait, but He will answer. He may answer right away, but other times you'll have to persist in prayer, reading your Bible and worship, and learn to wait. Psalm 145:15. The eyes of all look to You, and You give them their food in due season.